Well, now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills for her regular book review. And this time, you've chosen Because of You, a book by Dawn French, which, due to the familiarity with the author, I'd assume would be a very amusing offering. But it's not, is it?
No. Although, having said that, Scott, I think she does introduce humour at different points in the book. The jury's out as to whether it's always appropriate.
Now, I believe that this is the first time that a book chosen by you for this feature has not received all glowing reviews.
Yeah.
This time, I noticed that the reviews are very mixed.
They are. They are very mixed. Absolutely. I mean, I believe I'm right in saying it was the Richard and Judy Book Club choice, or one of them, and the reviews are quite sharply divided. Actually, tend to be either very good or very poor. There doesn't seem to be much middle ground with this one. It is an emotive subject because it's to do with a stolen baby scenario. It really takes it set on the 1st of January 2000, so it's millennium, it's the new millennium, and it's the scenes of hospital in London, in the maternity unit, in two separate delivery suites, two women, both on the face of it, give birth to daughters. The problem comes later because one of the women's daughters sadly doesn't survive. And the book centres around the other woman whose baby does survive actually has her child stolen by the woman whose baby sadly dies. So it's a difficult subject for, I think, for any author to tackle, and we really come forward then 18 years to when Minnie, the surviving child, living with the woman she believes is her natural mother, is now pregnant herself. She's in a relationship, she's pregnant, and this coincides with Hope, the woman who took the child, being overwhelmed with the burden of guilt that she's carried for 18 years and feeling the need to confess. That's the basic premise of the book. She does confess, and it deals with the reaction of the other woman, Anna, who's gone through 18 years of her life knowing that her daughter was snatched, but not knowing who snatched her daughter, not knowing anything of the circumstances other than her baby was taken from the delivery suite.
So who does she confess to?
Well, she confesses to basically everyone. But, I mean, the police become involved at the beginning when the child is taken, of course, and they're involved over the years because obviously it's not a closed case. The child hasn't been found, and one of the reasons is that Hope, who stole the child, leaves London immediately afterwards and moves to Bristol. So she's become virtually untraceable. She has a family circle in Bristol who, of course, are completely unaware of what she's done and believe that Minnie is her own natural child. But, I mean, the police are involved, and this is another contentious point in the book, the portrayal of the police investigation.
Yeah, I noticed here that one person was very critical of the characterisation.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I found the portrayal, particularly of the leading detective. Well, for a start, I found the number of police allocated ludicrous. There seemed to be one detective and two police officers, which I think was unrealistic in the case of a baby snatching. I think you'd have a much bigger team of police officers. So that was number one. Number two is, for reasons best known to Dawn, she's characterised the leading detective.
Now, which is Dawn? This is
Dawn, the writer. Dawn French.
Sorry, I beg your pardon. Yeah.
To Dawn French herself, she's characterised the detective as being a Mrs. Malaprop. He keeps mixing up his words, and I couldn't see why she'd use this. I mean, okay, you could say it's funny at first, but it very quickly becomes unfunny, particularly in the context of what he's meant to be investigating. And, you know, she's introduced these characters with sort of jokey asides, and from my point of view, it doesn't work.
Well, I noticed here that somebody said here a couple of the characters in the book seem to have been lifted straight out of a sitcom, the first simply lacking any depth in his pantomime villainous, and the other with a rather unbelievable line in metaphor malapropisms.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the plot with its twists and turns has the lack of coherence and credibility of a sitcom, which sits uneasily with its serious subject matter.
It jumps, the plot jumps all over the place. And again, I found it very difficult to ever finish one aspect of the plot before it jumps to something else. There seemed to be no continuity going on. You also didn't get a chance to actually get to grips with the characters because Dawn French, in her writing, over-explains each character.
Right.
So you as the reader don't get a chance to form your own opinion about any of the characters. Mm. And the pantomime villain, I recognise, that is the MP, this pompous, very self-important MP, who's the... I wonder who she based that on. Who is the husband, excuse me, just a little aside there, it's the husband of the Lady Anna who's had her child snatched.
Yes.
But he's a caricature. There's nothing about him that seemed to me to be realistic. It was just completely overdone. It was like a character plucked from a Victorian melodrama.
Right. Well, that's interesting, because I noticed a couple of them were full of praise. French's writing and storytelling is utterly compelling. It's full of heart, warmth, and the kind of heartbreak and sorrow that left me feeling bereft and tearful. This was fabulously entertaining and immersive read of family love, loss, grief, forgiveness, and such courage and bravery that it left me breathless. And someone else said, I can't remember the last book of this size that I sat down and read so quickly. It certainly is a page turner. Well, I guess you don't fall into that category.
No. I felt that she had the idea in itself. Yes, a difficult subject for any author, I think, to tackle. But if it had been tackled in a different way, I think she tried to bring in comic aside, maybe to lighten the tension. But actually, it doesn't work. She'd have done better to have taken the comedy out completely.
Right.
That's just my view. And I also feel it's unrealistic to think if your daughter had been missing, abducted for 18 years, you would be so willing to forgive the abductor over a sit-down chat and a cup of tea.
Well, seems most improbable.
Well, the improbability, I think, for me, spoilt the story.
So I think we can say you didn't like the book.
No.
And you wouldn't recommend it.
No, I wouldn't read it again. I wouldn't recommend it. I didn't think it was very well written. And I'm quite amazed, actually, that, you know, it got through editorship.
Right. Okay. So marks out of 10.
But I wouldn't give it any higher than 5.
Right. Yeah. It's higher than I expected you going to say.
Mm.
Right. Okay. So have you chosen an offering for us for next time?
I have chosen an offering, and I apologise in advance. I'm probably going to mispronounce this author's name. It's an American author.
Yeah.
The book is called One Good Deed, and it's by a gentleman called David Baldacci.
David
Baldacci.
How you spell
I
that?
Think it's B-A-L-D.
Yeah.
Double C I.
That sounds probable.
So Baldacci or Baldacci, but I apologise if I've mispronounced that.